Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and this has been a summer of shocking shootings. Aurora, Milwaukee, and now the shooting of a security guard at the Family Research Council headquarters in Washington, D.C., the conservative advocacy organization based in religious politics. The council has since connected the shooting to the Southern Poverty Law Center indirectly because the organization labeled FRC a hate group in 2010. The Family Research Council's rationale that the hate group label made them a target for the attack. My next guest is here to give us some background on hate groups and explain just how they come to get that label. Amy Lynch is the Vice President of Gender and Special Populations Research at Social Solutions International and a professor at the George Washington University. Professor Lynch, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's recap this incident quickly. The Family Research Council is a conservative Christian group that actively lobbies against things like LGBT rights and abortion, divorce, embryonic stem cell research, and pornography in support of what they call traditional family values. Last Thursday, an armed man burst into the organization's headquarters in D.C., apparently shouted, "I don't like your politics," and shot a security guard. Since then, the council president, Tony Perkins, was quoted saying the shooter, quote, was given a license by a group such as the Southern Poverty Law Center, who labeled us a hate group because we defend the family and we stand for traditional Orthodox Christianity, unquote. So let's start with a very basic question. What exactly is a hate group and who gets to decide?
Well, it definitely depends on who you ask. So many hate group researchers and hate crime researchers utilize similar definitions. To me, a hate group is an organization whose beliefs or practices target an entire class of people, typically for characteristics that those individuals can't change, and that this group wants others to share those beliefs. Now, they vary in how mainstream they can be, in their size, in their scope, but they also run along a continuum for those who spread ideas to those who advocate violence. And no matter who you are, no matter which hate group we're discussing, all hate groups say that they're not hate groups. And in terms of who gets to classify something as a hate group, there's no real guidelines. Southern Poverty Law Center is a leading group in defining hate groups and in tracking where they act and where their organizations are located. But otherwise, it's going to be in the research that you see how people define hate groups. There's no standard definition out there.
If your definition includes groups that target groups of people based on who they are, I guess that would include LGBT folks.
Correct.
By your lights, is the Family Research Council a hate group?
So I think if I just give that a simple yes, people are going to think it might sound crazy, but I think if you think about the fact that we're talking about a group that is saying that LGBTQ individuals shouldn't marry. Tony Perkins was quoted as saying that there's similarities in science and research between pedophilia and homophobia, that there shouldn't be anti-bullying campaigns because it gives special rights to gay kids who want protections and all of these things. To me, that type of thought process, that we're targeting individuals who have a characteristic that's unmutable, that is a type of rhetoric that's hate-filled or disparage filled. And so by that would make FRC a hate group,
by that definition. By that definition, the Catholic Church would be a hate group in your eyes, wouldn't it?
In terms of having groups of individuals that they specifically say...
Well, in terms of articulating all the things that you just put in the Family Research Council's mouth with respect to gay rights.
Mm-hmm. I think what's interesting is if we start thinking about hate groups as a broader group base, we start to see the dangerous ways that it starts on one side of a continuum and spreads down to the violent side of the continuum.
Can rhetoric be enough for hate group classification, or does there have to be a history or at least an implied threat of violence?
Well, I think that in terms of the way that I've been researching it, rhetoric is definitely enough. There's many hate groups these days that espouse their commitments to anti-violence, and this includes groups like the KKK and many factions of the Aryan Nation. They say to themselves, hey, we're not violent, we're misunderstood. There, if I can give you a quote, there's this quote that says, keep loving your heritage and keep witnessing this to others. There's a better world out there that's not violent, and we need to love our family and love our nation. These are our principles. You wonder, oh, did FRC say that? No, the KKK said that. These organizations say that they aren't violent, that we're not anti-anybody, we're just pro-ourselves. And so this idea that you can go out and say defamatory comments against any group of people and have no consequence for your organization, I think, is problematic. Oftentimes, though, the rhetoric is used in these organizations, and then kind of lone wolves go out and act. So you oftentimes, because of groups like SPLC, who use lots of lawsuits against groups like the KKK, oftentimes these groups don't go out and commit violence. Now they kind of have their trumpeters who can give the speech about what they hate and or what they disagree with and why, and kind of stand behind the Bible as their particular reason why they do it. And yet this rhetoric is still one that can down the road lead to such types of violence. But I'm not saying that rhetoric and violence are one and the same. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they exist along a continuum that I find troubling.
So the Southern Poverty Law Center has its criteria. You have yours. Does the federal government have criteria that identify groups as hate groups? And if so, are certain groups put on a special watch list for the potential for violence to flow from their rhetoric?
Sure. Well, the FBI has lists of groups that they consider to be terrorist-like groups, and things like the Aryan Nation and certain factions of the Ku Klux Klan are on those lists. They don't have a list that includes, for instance, Family Research Council. They don't consider that a hate group because what they watch for is specifically the violence. They're not looking at rhetoric. They're looking at acts of violence. So from a federal perspective, again, there's no federal definition of a hate group. There's federal definitions of hate crime, but not necessarily of groups. They would see groups like the Aryan Nation, the folks who bombed the Oklahoma Federal Building, as part of terrorist cells that are domestic.
What about this claim that the hate group label made the council a target for this shooting last week? They certainly can't prove it. The gunman, as far as we know, didn't say anything like, oh, I heard from the Southern Poverty Law Center that you're a hate group. Are there any historical incidents that point to a correlation between that label and violence against the group?
No, there's not. And in fact, the whole idea that a label is going to inspire violence, this label happened in 2010. It's almost like the president of FRC picked some random fact from the past and used it to say that this is why this horrific event occurred. No one's denying that the shooting is awful, but the idea that instead of taking responsibility for anti-gay rhetoric, we're going to blame an anti-hate group organization for inspiring it. And oftentimes there's hundreds of hate groups in this country, and they're often responsible for committing or inciting hate violence. And there are cases of people trying to take down hate groups, but violence often isn't used because people who are anti-hate groups typically are not pro-violence. And this lone individual who carried out this shooting is clearly a disturbed individual. That he volunteered at a gay community center to me is irrelevant, and that this label that happened to FRC in 2010 happened is irrelevant. And the idea that a hate group label then makes people target you, I don't know who the groups are that would be targeting you. I know this one individual may have used politics as his reason to commit this crime, but there's no history of that with that label.
And this was obviously a political shooting. He said it was, and he was carrying some Chick-fil-A on him. But doesn't all of this push back against the Family Research Council president's remark take away from the hatred at the root of the incident, the hatred of the shooter, the politically motivated hate?
The hatred that the shooter had?
Correct.
I think we're missing a bunch of things with that individual. First of all, if it were truly based on him despising an organization's politics, I mean, no one can promote that. No one can say we're going to resort to violence when that kind of thing occurs, because it's then completely the opposite of what I would fight for in terms of being anti-hate groups. And I think that focusing on either Chick-fil-A or all these other things is missing the fact of why people go and do some of these things. And I think we will find, once we know more about this individual, some type of, that he's disturbed, that there's some type of mental health issue going on. But we definitely aren't dealing with the key issues when what we're focusing on is, you know, what's in his backpack or what SPLC said.
Amy Lynch, Vice President of Gender and Special Populations Research at Social Solutions International and a professor at the George Washington University. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.